ability. Thank you for the challenge before us financially. But more importantly, we thank you for the challenge that's before us spiritually to be the church and not just do church. But thank you, God, that you are equipping us to be who you called us to be. So we love you. We honor you. Bless now the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Kim brought back some memories, to be or not to be. I most definitely remember Shakespeare. But it is a great question. We want to be being in Christ instead of just doing church, because we are the church, right? And so we come to this time in our service that we want to be Christ in terms of what we're doing here at the Lord's Supper. And I'm going to ask the spiritual officers to come join me as we get prepared to participate in the Lord's Supper. But I always like to start off with the scripture that the Apostle Paul shared with the Corinthian congregation about the Lord's Supper. And he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" So as we keep that in mind, we're going to ask someone to pray over the bread and then the wine.
The 23rd Psalm said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That lets me know I need to thank you for everything before I ask you for anything. Lord, you've been so good to me. I thank you for just waking me up this morning. Thank you for looking over as I walk through the house. I see everything was all right. I had the use of my limbs, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, as we take this bread, Lord, clean our heart, clean our soul, that we don't take this bread in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
And now the wine.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you first, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day, Lord. For the breath, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to take in another Sunday, Lord, to take in the blood that you shed for us, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, that you allow it to cleanse us, Lord, and to get it right, Lord. The things that we didn't get right this week, Lord, give us another chance to get it right, Lord. We pray that you continue to pour into us, Lord. You continue to allow your blood to cleanse us, Lord. Wash us, Lord. Wash us out, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this overflow of your blood, Lord. It would never dry up, Lord. As long as we continue to follow you, Lord, we pray that you just continue to allow us to remember you, Lord. Continue to allow us to take this, Lord, because we need this blood, Lord, each and every Sunday to wash us, Lord, to wash all our sins away, Lord, to wash all our needs away, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Now, with Jesus on our minds and in our heart, let us eat together. Let us drink together. And let the church say, amen.
To thee. it, Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the precious cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious
stop, Elder, I need you to sing another verse of that, because that's one of those hymns that brought us over, and we got accustomed to hearing all of this newfangled stuff, but this is what brought us over. This is the grace that God extended to us as believers, and we need to appreciate and applaud God. And you know this song, and you've heard this song before. Can we open our mouths, and can we sing it to the glory of God.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me
everybody say, to
thy
precious,
amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel like I can run on to see what the end's gonna be. Amen. Please be seated for just a moment. We just have a few announcements, parting announcements that we want to share with you. Don't forget Bible study tomorrow evening via Facebook Live, 6 o'clock p.m., and on Wednesday via conference call at noon. Again, if you can't join us on Monday evening, join us on Wednesday at noon. Today is Outreach Sunday. We will be going to the Quince Nursing Home at 2 o'clock. PM, and the Intercessory Prayer Ministry is the supporting ministry. I believe Dr. Butler, are you preaching today? Dr. Butler will be preaching, and we will be at Quince from 2 until 3. So come on out. If you're not one of the intercessors, you're welcome to join us at Quince Nursing Home at 2. We will have new members class starting next Sunday at 8:30 a.m. This is a new time and a new day for us. So if you are a new member, you need to be at new members class next Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Again, parents, and bring your kids out for children, youth, and young adults Sunday, next Sunday, as we restart youth church. The young people will exit the sanctuary following the morning prayer. And then don't forget, next Sunday, we will be traveling to Little Rock, Arkansas, to celebrate the 121st church anniversary of Mount Olive Baptist Church with Pastor Keith and First Lady LaShawna Williams. And if there are a few seats left on the bus, so if you would like to ride the church bus, you need to sign up following service on today. We need to get a count of people that will be coming. So I'm going to ask Sister Tamara, if you plan on going, even if you're driving on next Sunday, if you could let Sister Tamara know so that she can mark you.
Is she here?
Yes, okay. She's here. All right. Thank you. Sister Tamara's right there in the doorway. We need to get a count because they're going to serve us dinner on next Sunday. Amen, somebody, for the din-din. Travel all that way and be hungry and have to stop by the side of the road to get a chicken sandwich or something. Get a little happy meal, but they're preparing dinner and they want to know how many to prepare for. So we will be leaving immediately following service on next Sunday, headed to Little Rock, Arkansas. Mark your calendars, leaders, for Leadership Planning Summit on Saturday, August the 24th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so all you should receive an email about that. If you have not registered to vote, amen, this is a critical voting year. We have voter registration cards. Dr. Cynthia Calhoun has them over there. If you need to change your information or update your information, you need to fill out a voter registration card. And last but not least, we want to thank all of our visitors for sharing. All of our visitors for sharing with us today. Sister Sandra, you brought a whole row of visitors today. God bless you. Stand up, Sister Sandra. Stand up, all of Sister Sandra's visitors. Hallelujah. I'm talking. She evangelizing, isn't she? Glory to God. We speak new members right there, right there, right there, right there. Thank you so much for inviting your family. Is that your family? Thank you for inviting your family to worship with us today. Do we have any other visitors? I don't want to leave anybody out. My precious friend, they drove all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. We're glad to have you, all of our visitors. And then we want to say, I'm going to cry, a farewell to Sister D. Pirtle. Where are you, Sister D? Come on up here, Sister D. Sister D is moving to New Jersey, and today is her last Sunday. She's moving back to care for her mother. She says she sold a house and all packed up and ready to go. So today is Sister D's. Yes, come on, officers and ministers, surround Sister D. And she's been such a wonderful, active part of ATOP. We're going to miss her dearly. And while they're surrounding her, we also want to lift up prayers for Brother Eddie Chavez and his family and the loss of his nephew, Jerry Kerr Jr. Those services will be held next Friday in Phoenix City, Alabama. Oh, today is Zoe's last Sunday. Come on, Zoe. Zoe's last Sunday. She's going off to college. Any other college students going last Sunday? Come on. Come on, get in this circle. Amen. If you're leaving, today is your last Sunday. Come on up here. We got a few others going off to college. Amen. A few others. Come on, little Henderson. He ain't going away, but he's going across the street, down the street to the University of Memphis. That's all right. Come on, Kyron. Amen. And we're so glad to see Sister Pat Echols with us today. Let us pray as we get ready to go.
Who you got? Who were you pointing at? Who? Which one?
Oh, come on, Landon. What you waiting on, buddy? He going back down there. Aren't you at Xavier?
Southern,
sorry. Today Maya's last day? Okay. Let us pray. God, we thank you today. We thank you for all that you've cultivated in this ministry. We thank you for strengthening Sister D. Bless her as she goes to care for her mother. God, we ask that this be an easy transition for her. God, make moving less stressful for her. And God, we thank you for our college students. We ask that you would undergird them as they go away to college, as they go back to school. We ask that you would give them everything they need in order to make it. We ask that they would continue to be culture disruptors, oh God, and spread the gospel wherever they go and to whomever they meet. And we thank you for blessing each and every one of their lives. And now, oh God, as a congregation, we ask that you would be with us and go with us until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
All right. Come on, stand and give God another thunderous round of applause. Go in peace, and may the peace of God go with you. Find somebody and give them a warm embrace and encourage them. And let them know you are grateful to be in this worship environment with them today.
Just believe.